the rest of the story. I suppose the FDA and related agencies have told you enough about what you can and can't eat. You've been badgered enough with what gives rats a tummy ache, so I hope the bureaucrat warriors will not be eavesdropping on what I'm about to tell you. It'd just give them something else to get excited about. We don't need any more food scares, but there is a forbidden fruit, one you may already have eaten, and it has been considered poisonous. But please wait to call your family doctor until after you've heard the rest of the story. This forbidden fruit has been called a love apple. And it does look something like an apple, I suppose, but don't be fooled. It's a member of the deadly nightshade family. Nightshade, as you know, is poison. It wasn't until the middle of the last century that the love apple really became known in the United States. A native of South America, this exotic fruit was used predominantly as an ornament, in the same way we use mistletoe today. And everyone just knew that you would die if you ate a love apple, so nobody tried. Nobody, that is, until Robert Gibbon Johnson. Robert Johnson was what you might call an amateur horticulturalist, a sort of glorified farmer, not quite learned enough to be the one and too wealthy to be the other, but anyway, his home was Salem County, New Jersey. He grew all kinds of weird things on his land, and among them was the love apple. Now, he was a well-traveled man. He may even have had the seeds imported from somewhere. We don't know that. But we do know that he was growing presumably poisonous love apples on his property many years before 1820. Now, Robert Gibbon Johnson just had to be a little eccentric. After all, he did develop quite a crush on the love apple. First, it was a hobby with him. Eventually, it became an obsession. To spread the fame of this dangerous fruit, he sponsored a number of county fairs in New Jersey. The highlight of each of those fairs was first prize for the most outstanding love apple. And soon, women throughout the state were adorning their dining table centerpieces with love apples, along with the gourds and whatnot. But Mr. Johnson still couldn't get anybody to eat one. They're poisonous, everybody said. Nonsense, answered Mr. Johnson. Okay, you try one, they came back. But I eat them all the time, Mr. Johnson insisted. Nobody believed him. And that's when Robert Gibbon Johnson decided to stage a little public demonstration. On the courthouse steps in Salem, he tacked up notices all over town. He sent invitations to a few close friends. He prepared himself on that momentous day to ascend the courthouse steps armed with a deadly love apple. Was he really going to eat that thing, somebody in the crowd wanted to know? Johnson responded with a determined glare. He lifted the love apple high in the air and took a bite and chewed it up and swallowed it. Nothing happened. You know, it must have been pretty embarrassing for all those folks who expected Robert Johnson to fall to the ground foaming at the mouth. But eventually they forgot about their fears. Many of them even learned to eat the love apple themselves. Now, don't ask me what would happen if that stunt were tried today. Maybe Bob Johnson, as a farmer trying to push a poison product, would have been spotted by government officials and thrown into the clink. Or maybe they'd just kill a few rats with a steady diet of love apples and then make the fruit forbidden. That's anybody's guess. But it would be a shame, because the love apple's modern-day name is the tomato. And now you know the rest of the story.